Friday is the court-imposed deadline for the Pennsylvania legislature to agree on a new congressional district map. In late January, the state Supreme Court ordered them to redraw it after deeming the current one an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. Since then, State House Republicans have tried many tactics to avoid complying with the ruling, including some that seem to undermine the legitimacy of the court. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty takes a closer look.
The court's first ruling was 3 pages long. It did not detail how the map violated the state constitution, nor did it offer specific criteria for one that would be constitutional. It was a source of frustration for Senate President Pro Tem Joseph Scarnati that grew each day that passed without a full opinion.
We have no guidance from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They've given us a very tight time frame in doing this to begin with.
The full opinion finally came late Wednesday, more than 2 weeks after the initial order. Scarnati, a Jefferson County Republican, had at that point already responded in relatively hostile fashion, refusing to provide data ordered by the court. Widener Law School professor John Gedded says the court could technically hold Scarnati in contempt, but probably won't.
It may be recognizing that it itself, the court, is one of the three branches of government, and there is separation of powers. They may not want to try to force it out of the legislature.
Scarnati and leaders in the House also made an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, even though the case focused solely on the Pennsylvania Constitution. That plea was ultimately rejected. Top Republicans also took aim at some justices on the state court, saying some were too biased to make an impartial decision. State Rep. Chris Dush took it a step further. He circulated a memo to House Republicans earlier this week calling for the impeachment of all 5 Democratic justices who voted to overturn the map. Critics swarmed his office at the Capitol on Tuesday before anyone had even started drafting legislation. Later that same day, Dush didn't bring up impeachment during a committee meeting about the map, but he did talk about again appealing to the feds. He thinks the state court overreached by imposing a deadline on lawmakers and saying the court itself will draw the map if they don't meet it.
They have no authority under the U.S. Constitution or the Pennsylvania Constitution to do so.
Gedded says that's probably a dead end because federal courts don't get involved in matters that are limited to state constitutional law, like this case. Republicans also criticized the state court for giving Governor Tom Wolf 6 days to review their map when it's normally a 10-day period. And the order also doesn't seem to allow time for a vetoed map to come back to the General Assembly, as is typical procedure for legislation. Again, Representative Dush.
They have the right to make the decision about whether or not it's, constitutional. The other steps that they've taken are way beyond the pale.
In its majority opinion, the court argued it has, quote, broad authority to craft meaningful remedies. What that exactly means continues to be a source of debate. In a split opinion, Justice Max Baer wrote that even though the map is unconstitutional, so is the remedy ordered by his Democratic colleagues. Baer says it violates the Due Process Clause. Gedded says procedural timelines are scripted into the state constitution.
It could be argued that it's unconstitutional, forcing this timetable.
And with federal courts unlikely to provide recourse?
You've got a real constitutional crisis. You've got a standoff.
Meanwhile, Dush says that his concern is about the court overstepping its power, not gerrymandering.
I don't think these maps were done properly, the current map. I think there's a problem with the current map.
Dush spoke with us by phone from his office in Indiana County, 200 miles away from Harrisburg. The legislature wasn't in session on Wednesday or Thursday this week, even though it seems they would have had to be there in order to get through the necessary steps before today's deadline. At last check, Republican leaders were planning to send the governor a map without getting a full floor vote or bothering to ask the court for an extension. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.